T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's the intro for Ed Bouchette. I always expect more music after that, and it never comes. Ed, how are you today?
Joe, when I win the Super Bowl, I'm retiring.
When I lose the Super Bowl, I'm retiring, Ed. Ed, have you ever smoked cigarettes?
No.
Not even Why? After a long night in college at IUP? Not one or two?
Like, those days are too hazy. I had a roommate who smoked. And you could smoke in a room back then. That was, ugh.
That's unbelievable to me, is the way it used to be, is you could smoke anywhere. I mean, think about that. You're a little in a little dorm room at IUP, and the guy next to you, who's literally 3 feet away in his bed, is smoking like a haystack.
We had, when I went to the Post-Gazette, we had a copy desk, you know. It was like it wasn't one desk, it was a round, you know, guys were all around each other. You could smoke. People were smoked all the time.
Now, are you old enough to have been, and did these even exist, or is this sort of just, you know, a figment of people's imaginations? Were there smoke-filled press boxes, Ed, where people had also, like, you know, a fifth of Jack Daniels in a little shelf below the desk? What was it like in those old press boxes?
Well, you didn't. Yeah, people smoked, and you didn't need to bring a fifth with you. They had it fully stocked there for you. The Pirates had that. You've been at Three Rivers Stadium. Didn't you cover games? Did you ever go to a baseball game at the press box at Three Rivers? Right behind the press box, inside, was like a club. It was like a club. It had a bar. It had tables with seats, and they had a bartender there the whole game. And when I first started covering, you could go in there and get anything you wanted. And then one guy got drunk once in the press box, so they stopped serving until after the games. It was something else. I mean, I can remember when scouts and everything after the game would gather in there. They'd be playing cards and drinking, and it was something. And the Penguins, they had one of those old Coke machines, only it wasn't filled with Coke in a press box. It was filled with beer cans.
I don't know if I would have survived. I'm glad I didn't break into this business around here when I was in my early 20s, Ed. I don't know that I probably would have been fired. Smyzik told me once, I did a piece on Three Rivers Stadium not long ago, and he told me about what you're saying. He said, I remember the open bar before and after the game. And he said he can always picture Myron Cope writing his commentary in the back of the room with a full tumbler of whiskey right there beside him. And the bartender was a guy named Diz Bellows. You remember him?
Oh, yeah. I can still see Diz. Diz, I think, was he worked for the Pirates back into the 20s, I think. Various jobs. I think maybe he was either an usher or ball boy or something. Oh, yeah, Diz with a scratchy voice. He'd say, okay, everybody get out. The game's on.
I don't know that I could have avoided cracking a pregame beer back then. I can't believe they had an open bar before the games. I think the last time I saw anybody smoke in like an open area in our world, you know, sports writing, was Paul Meyer. I was assigned to cover the Pirates on a road trip for somebody.
He never stopped smoking.
It was unbelievable. I'm sitting there interviewing Lloyd McClendon. Like, everybody leaves, all the cameras, so it's me, Meyer, and McClendon. and Paul Meyer of the Post-Gazette starts smoking. I couldn't believe it. It was amazing to me.
Joe, I guess maybe you weren't around or you were too young. The Civic Arena, back in the day, if you sat up high where the press box was, it was like fog. You could see the smoke hanging over the arena. It was incredible.
That
from
is...
not the writers, from all the people smoking in their seats.
I'm trying to picture that now. Where do you put out your cigarette? You just throw it. How is that not a fire hazard, by the way? Everybody drinking and smoking while they're watching the game, including the players probably in the locker room. Football players
used to smoke. Jack Lambert was famous for smoking in a locker room. And on planes, you know, they had smoking sessions and non-smoking sections. I always had a laugh, like the smoking section could end in the seat before you. You could be in the non-smoking section, but the guy in the seat in front of you could be smoking up a storm.
Right. But you're in non-smoking as he blows the smoke in your face.
Right.
All right, Ed. Let's get to the boring stuff. Let's talk about Matt Canada and how you think that his offense, what we know of what his offense might be, will mesh with Ben if we fully believe that Ben is coming back, which I do.
Well, you know, we saw some of that early in the season, and for whatever reason, Joe, it kind of disappeared, and I'm not sure why. You know, all the motion stuff and everything, and I assume it's because, I don't know, maybe Ben didn't like it, but I don't know that. But, you know, I just did a mailbag, Joe, and people were asking me the same thing. What's the offense going to look like? Are there going to be more motion? You know, is there going to be more this and more that? I said, how about some more talent? That's what they really need. They need to run.
Some more what, Ed? I didn't catch that.
I said they need more talent. Talent is what they need. More running backs, better running backs, not more. Better linemen, better tight end. You know, I don't know that they're going to find all that, but I don't know. I mean, you watched him at Pitt. I didn't see that one season all that much that he was here. So you might even have a better idea because, you know, I mean, this was a crazy year. I don't even think we interviewed Matt Canada maybe once all year, right? I think they put him on Zoom.
Yeah. And I mean, why didn't they keep using it? You raised that question. Did Ben not like it? Did it just stop working? I mean, some of the stuff, like the last times I saw Ray McLeod on the old jet sweep, he was getting his helmet smashed into his face. The last time I saw Chase Claypool try to score on that little sweep at the goal line, he got stopped. All the motion that seemed to help the run game suddenly didn't help it. I don't know if it's because the stuff stopped working or because Ben didn't like it, but if Ben didn't like that, then I don't know. I'm very curious to see how that relationship develops because both of them are very stubborn as great athletes and as all coaches have to be. They're stubborn. They believe their way is the best way.
Yeah, if there is going to be a relationship, I'm still not convinced Ben's coming back.
Really?
No. Are you convinced? I'm not. Maybe even if he wants to come back, I'm not convinced he's coming back.
Interesting. Expound on that a little bit.
Well, what if they don't want him to come back? And that's not without the realm of possibility, right? I mean, they got salary cap problems. You know, this looks like, to borrow an old phrase from the Pirates, a bridge year. I don't know that they're going to compete much this year, Joe. Certainly they're not going to compete for a Super Bowl. If you're not going to compete for a Super Bowl, what's the purpose? So why would he – I wrote this. Why would he want to come back? But then let's say he does. I think they might try and convince him not to.
Doesn't, even though he's very rich, doesn't he have 19 million good reasons to come back, though? That's still a lot of money.
That wasn't, it's always a lot of money, Joe. It's, you know, when does the money end? I mean, we've seen other great quarterbacks retire. We just saw two of them. Well, I don't know about what Brees is doing yet. But Phillip Rivers, he's passing up money. He could play again. He wasn't bad last year. Drew Brees, he could play again. I think Ben has made enough, but I guess, you know, how much is enough, you know, with some people. But I don't know that money drives him. I think if he saw it was going to be a bad year around him, that I don't know. I just don't know why he'd want to come back. But again, I don't know that it's all his decision. We saw that with Troy Polamalu. It's, you know.
Well, when you say that they're not going to compete for a Super Bowl, I think a lot of rational observers would agree with you. But do you think the Steelers see it that way, Ed? Because it seems like they're always believing that they can compete for the Super Bowl, and the moves that they make are almost always in service of that belief. They're a right-now kind of team.
But they've been able to make those moves. I don't see how they're able to make them this year, Joe. If the cap stays the same as people are predicting it to be, I mean, they were like 22 million, 21 million over the cap before Vance McDonald retired. Now that saved them 5 million. But they need a lot more than that, because once they get even, they still can't sign anybody, right? I mean, they need to get well under that in order to, you know, draft picks, although they don't cost what they used to. You know, some of their own guys, I looked at it. I thought they might have to cut a few guys, and Vance McDonald was one of them, but he retired. Maybe he was quick into retirement.
Could be. I just think with Ben that they're going to believe that he's that they still think they can win, and they think he's the best route to winning at the most important position. But I could be wrong, too.
How'd that work out in the playoff game?
Listen,
how'd that work
I know.
Out in the playoff game?
I'm talking about their perspective here.
Well, maybe they should take those rose-colored glasses, if that's their perspective, and put some new ones on.
See, I still think they can be a good team. I do. I still believe that Ben can play, and I still believe they'll have a good defense.
That too, and others think it. I just, Joe, what are you going to do for Bud Dupree? You know, I know people say Alex Highsmith. Hey, I'm not as high on Alex Highsmith as maybe some others are. You know, what are you going to do at that other inside linebacker spot? I don't know that you can afford Vince Williams, but let's say he comes back. What are you going to do at cornerback if you can't afford Joe Hayden? What are you going to do with your offensive line, Joe? How do you fix that? Tell me.
I mean, there's a lot of ways to fix an offensive line. Again, when I look at the Chiefs, for example, I see 2 seventh-round picks and 2 undrafted guys on that line. I think you can find people as stopgaps, and they might even be better than the people that you had. But I acknowledge there's major problems here. But to answer all those questions, I have Highsmith and hope for the best. I try to get Cam Sutton back here and hope for the best. I know I have Devin Bush coming back. And I still think he has a star quality about him.
Yeah,
still
a
very young guy. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm not sold either. I mean, other teams have problems, too. The Ravens are trying to figure out if they have a quarterback who can pass the ball in the biggest games of the year. And the Browns, we'll see. We'll see. They're the Browns still until they do it a couple of years in a row, to me.
A lot of those teams have cap room, too.
They do. That's true. I know. I hear you. And it's a very, very valid point. Ed Bouchette on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Before I ask you about Tomlin's future, something I've been confused on is the nature of this 2022 option. Is that the team option or is that a mutual option?
I was told it's never a mutual option. I was told it's a team option. Well, I guess
a mutual option
would be one of the others could opt out, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I was told it was a team option.
Okay.
And this was going back to when he signed it.
Yes. So will the Steelers – so essentially then he has one guaranteed year left, because after that it would be at the team's decision. So will they and should they sign Mike Tomlin to an extension this offseason?
I would say yes. I mean, I don't see any reason not to. It's not like he went 4-12 last year, Joe. I know there's been disappointment in the postseason, but, hey, look around. There's disappointment all over in the postseason with teams that have good quarterbacks, one of them being in Green Bay. So their history, for that's one thing going for him, and the other thing is his record. Do you know he has the best, and people, are going to talk about the postseason, the best record after 14 years than anybody in the history of the NFL. First 14 years. Don Shula, he beat out by one game. Now, Shula didn't have some 16-game seasons. Here's another thing. Who's one of the best? Who would you say is one of the best coaches in the league right now? Would you put Andy Reid there? You have
yes.
to, right?
Yeah.
His record, Joe, after 14 years, was 10-9 in the postseason. His record going into 2019 in the postseason was 12-14. People were saying he can't win the big one. He was at the big one once. And he lost it because his quarterback threw up. It just, I'm kind of a dab stuff.
Really? Yes.
You know, I mean, Mike Tomlin's a good coach, and people just are spoiled here, I think. You know, yeah, he has a great quarterback, and where did he win? Well, what did Sean Payton win with Drew Brees? One Super Bowl, right? What did Green Bay win with Aaron Rodgers? One Super Bowl. What did San Diego, L.A. Chargers win with Phillip Rivers? Nothing.
I hear you. Pete Carroll, too, has won Super Bowl. To play devil's advocate to that, you're also looking at a team that now has a habit of collapsing every year, that has won fewer playoff games in the past decade than the Houston Texans. And you have at least one other example, and probably others, of guys who have been really, really successful that teams have moved on from and had success, at least some measure of it. One would be Green Bay. They moved on from Mike McCarthy, and they've made a couple decent runs here to the NFC title game. So it's not like it. The question isn't whether Mike Tomlin is a good coach or not. Of course he is. The question is he the right coach here to move forward with if they have a failed year?
I wouldn't call this a failed year. Again, they were 12-4. Were they bigger failures than Green Bay?
Yes, they were bigger failures than Green Bay. Here's the thing. People talk about Super Bowls, Ed. The thing that Tomlin hasn't done in a long, long time, with one exception, and that was getting humiliated in the AFC title game in New England, was win playoff games, make decent runs, get close to a Super Bowl. It's happened once in the last 10 years, and they didn't get all that close.
They got to the AFC title game.
Right, and then that's got close. Embarrassed.
How close did you really get? They lost Le'Veon Bell in the first quarter. If you go back and look, and I'm not making excuses for Mike Tomlin, I'll get on him as much as anybody, but if you look at their playoff history, aside from the Jacksonville loss at home, okay, that was terrible. Injuries have really killed them. Key injuries, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, guys like that, were out when they had to try and win. People talk about the Tebow game. Go look and see who was playing for them. They were losing guys left and right going into that game and during that game. They'd have been embarrassed at New England because they wouldn't have had anybody left if they'd have won that game.
No, that's true. That part is true, although other teams have overcome injuries to win, like the Patriots without Gronk won a Super Bowl. But I hear you, but it's not like it can't be done. Green Bay certainly hasn't gotten worse since they got rid of Mike McCarthy, right?
Well, they didn't get any better. Did they get to the Super Bowl?
Yes, they did. In his last, what was his record in his last year there? They've been to two NFC title games in a row.
And lost both of them. And that wasn't, he lost both of them. And I'll tell you one thing. Greenfield Mike McCarthy kicks that damn field goal.
If he gets there, he was 7-9 and 4-7-1.
He doesn't kick the damn field goal. Yeah, he had one bad year. I'm sorry.
Two bad years. He had two bad years at the end.
Okay, all right. So I'm not saying, hey.
It's good. No, it's good fodder.
He hasn't got to the Super Bowl yet with a great quarterback, right? Wasn't he, like, league MVP? Isn't he going to be the league MVP?
Wait, who are we talking about now? Oh, Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers,
right.
And LaFleur. His coach.
I mean, to me, there's a difference between advancing and winning playoff games and getting to your conference championship than there is losing to the Cleveland Browns, where you fall behind 28-0 in the first quarter.
Well, Mike Tomlin didn't throw three interceptions either.
That's true. So, okay, you think they should. Do you think they will? Do you think they will extend him this offseason?
Yeah,
so
because
does Ron.
It'll become a big, big issue if they don't. They have, I keep saying about their history, and I'm not saying that they keep the coach just because they've always kept him. He was 12-4, and he lost the first playoff game. Okay, his quarterback threw three interceptions in the first quarter, and they were behind 21-0 before they could even do anything, and they did mount a comeback. And he did make some maybe wrong decisions in that game, but still, I don't see a reason to change just because people think they're going to wave a magic wand, bring the guy in, and he's going to turn him into the 70s Steelers. You need talent. He didn't have an offensive line this year. He didn't have a running game, and it wasn't. I don't think it was because he didn't try. I just think it didn't work. He lost Devin Bush and Bud Dupree, right?
Yeah,
I think he did a good job through the COVID situation and what they put him behind the eight ball and moving the games around. I thought the guy did a decent job this year, and I thought he did a great job last year.
Oh, wait a second! We hardly have any time left. In fact, we're overtime. They've collapsed for three straight years, Ed, at the end of the season, regardless of the circumstances.
They
were favored in their last three games. I don't care if they had me at quarterback. They played the Jets. They played the Jets and lost.
They had a duck at quarterback.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, Joe. I'll see you.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.